It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown says he believes electric utilities could go bankrupt due to the increasing threat of wildfires if current law isn't changed. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports the governor advocated Wednesday for limiting power companies' liability when their equipment causes the fires.
If power lines or a public utility's other electric equipment sparks fires, as state officials say they did last year, homeowners can hold the power company liable, regardless of whether or not it was negligent. Brown has asked lawmakers to shift more of that exposure in future cases to homeowners insurance.
My goal was to try to find a reasonable balance that would reward players, including utilities, for doing the right thing, but make them liable when they didn't take the steps that common sense and prudence would warrant.
Consumer advocates, trial attorneys, and insurers object to a change, while utilities have lobbied heavily to go beyond Brown's proposal. PG&E reported more than $1.5 million in lobbyist spending last quarter. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, doctors offer women a lot more cesarean sections now than they used to, even when they aren't medically necessary. That's according to data from a maternal health collaborative at Stanford University. Dr. Elliot Main is the group's medical director.
I think it's important that women have a voice here in terms of understanding what the risks are and understanding that they can do a lot to prevent a first birth C-section, particularly since there's such a big gray zone.
About one-third of California women had C-sections in 2014. That's up from one-fifth in 1998. Main says the rise is largely due to doctors wanting to save time by scheduling births, but it does pose additional health risks to women, such as blood clots and infections. The group is working with the state health department and consumer advocates to educate pregnant women about the problem. Find these and other stories at norcalpublicmedia.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.